At the ripe age of 63, I've begun hearing properly. For the first time in a decade, I can take part in conversations or go to the theater and symphony without missing a large part of what is being said or played. For the last 12 years, I've been having my hearing checked annually, and it's been getting progressively worse. The need for corrective action lost out to vanity and pride. This all changed in June of 2006 when I met with Nona Fuller at the Hearing Institute Atlantic for a hearing test. As expected, the results weren't very good. Rather than leaving it at that, Nona convinced me to try a pair of behind-the-ear hearing aids and get this, a remote control to make adjustments and change settings. The improvement was instant and to some extent shocking. I was a convert from day one. The biggest improvement is at home. I was missing so much dialogue that I can only begin to understand how difficult it must have been for my family to communicate with me. They are saints.
After Jim's audiological exam, Nona said, "Jim, you have a hearing impairment. Louise, you have a hearing problem." Nona acknowledged how difficult it is to live with someone who cannot hear well. Jim's not being able to distinguish between many consonant sounds resulted in misunderstandings and miscommunications. It is both a relief and a pleasure to now be able to converse with ease in a variety of settings. Now that Jim has his aids, I do not have to repeat, restate, clarify, or explain what I or others say. The aids are unobtrusive, virtually invisible, and can be set